The following morning, all the lords and ladies of the kingdom assembled in the palace grounds. The king climbed onto a stage in front of them, with the charlatan by his side.
"I shall firstly make this lady's hat disappear," cried the king, pointing his twig at a noblewoman.
From inside a bush nearby, Babbity pointed her wand at the hat and caused it to vanish.
Great was the astonishment and admiration of the crowd, and loud their applause for the jubilant king.
"Next, I shall make that horse fly," cried the king, pointing his twig at his own steed.
From inside the bush, Babbity pointed her wand at the horse, and it rose high into the air. The crowd was still more thrilled and amazed, and they roared their appreciation of their magical king.
"And now," said the king, looking all around for an idea,
and the captain of his brigade of witch-hunters ran forwards.
"Your Majesty," said the captain, "this very morning Sabre died of eating a poisonous toadstool. Bring him back to life, Your Majesty, with your wand."
And the captain heaved onto the stage the lifeless body of the largest of the witch-hunting hounds. The foolish king brandished his twig and pointed it at the dead dog. But inside the bush, Babbity smiled and did not trouble to lift her wand, for no magic can raise the dead. When the dog did not stir, the crowd began first to whisper and then to laugh. They suspected that the king's first two feats had been mere tricks after all.
"Why doesn't it work?"
the king screamed at the charlatan, who bethought himself of the only ruse left to him.
"There, Your Majesty, there!" he shouted, pointing at the bush where Babbity sat concealed. "I see her plain, a wicked witch who is blocking your magic with her own evil spells. Seize her, somebody! Seize her!"
Babbity fled from the bush, and the brigade of witch-hunters set off in pursuit, unleashing their hounds, who bayed for Babbity's blood. But as she reached a low hedge, the little witch vanished from sight. And when the king, the charlatan, and all the courtiers gained the other side, they found the pack of witch-hunting hounds barking and scrabbling around a bent and aged tree.
"She has turned herself into a tree!" screamed the charlatan, and, dreading lest Babbity turn back into a woman and denounce him, he added, "Cut her down, Your Majesty! That is the way to treat evil witches!"